The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Dell,
Melissa Dell,
Katie Pills,
and Ryan Pills
in the house. Welcome to 2018.
Well, I almost said 17.
I'll be writing it that way for at least the next 6 months.
2018. Wow.
I can't believe it. We're here. It's a brand new year.
It's crazy.
Welcome y'all to a brand new...
It still feels like 2017 to me, though.
So, did you all make any New Year's resolutions
that you've already broken? The fortunate thing is at this recording point, I can make it and I won't have broken it. So
this is crazy.
I feel like I should make a New Year's resolution to go skydiving.
You should.
I feel like.
We should all
like
do it.
That might be the thing. We talked about it. I can tell people don't want to, but I feel like I should.
Before we go, I would like to say that I probably won't, but you should all put me in your life insurance.
Beneficiary.
Everyone. You'd be loaded. You'd have so many board games. You didn't know what
and
to
I
do
promise I won't touch the plane. Like, it'll get up there.
I feel like I could will my board games to you, Ryan, now that I think about it.
Aww. Aww.
Thank you.
Aww.
Aww. Sweet.
I'm so...
Wait, is that if I die?
if I die, you're going to have more important things to do than play board games. Like, feed our children.
I don't know. I feel like I would still have at least a little bit
I guess
bit
that life insurance policy may pay off,
I was
right?
Say, and then, right? Yeah, I think she still
she'd
gets
be
to
all right?
keep
yeah.
I still get to keep the board games.
Okay. Sorry.
If I die
you're
too,
you're going to have to take her out as well.
It was a nice thought.
But the kids probably also come with them.
Yeah, you get the kids in the board games.
Well, we do have a new house.
All right, let's work it out. This is going to be good.
Oh, my.
No, just leave the kids in this house, and you guys are fine.
Ooh. Oh, dude.
Man,
awesome.
I'm getting more nervous than more nervous. Well, so welcome to 2018. What should we talk about first? We don't have a sponsor this episode, except for...
Oh, we sort of do.
We do, because Boardwalk has become our year sponsor, so we're pumped to be able to partner with them.
Yeah.
We don't have an interview, but we have one coming up soon.
Yes.
And we do have a bunch of board games coming to Kickstarter to talk about.
We should do a really cool giveaway,
should too. We do that? I like that idea. What do we think about giving away a copy of Steam Court?
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
Cool.
To me. Sounds like something I want to win.
Start off the year right?
Yeah.
All right, so we didn't really talk about the details.
Well, we can do that at the end of the show.
Okay, we'll figure that out before we get to the end. Hang around, figure out how you can win a copy of our game, Steam Court, and we'll give you the details at the end of the show.
Steam Court. Awesome.
Boom. Before we jump into that or get to those things, let's go ahead and talk about why we came here. Let's do some Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption!
Alright, Katie, so what game is on your I Want to See This Game in 2018?
First Kickstarter conniption of 2018.
All the weight on your shoulders.
And I get to start. That's exciting. Okay, so I am really pumped about the board game Spirits of the Forest.
Ooh.
First of all, is absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You should totally check out the art for this game. It's just amazing. It's coming to Kickstarter January 2nd. It looks kind of like an abstract set collection game.
Okay.
I think that's probably the best I can do in describing it. If you go to their website and you just look it up and find it, they've got this very together. Everything is just very smooth and polished with this. They've got the rule book that you can download and look through. They've got videos and different other things about this game. But it looks like it's going to be the set collection, and you're trying to collect different spirit symbols. They've got like moss and mushroom and leaves.
Spirit of moss.
Yes. Well, and there it's actually like, oh, like I said, beautifully done.
It does look really, really cool.
It's just visually very rich, lots of beautiful colors and artwork. But you can try to reserve cards that you or tiles that you think you can get on your next turn. But you have to, like, give up these stones. You only have 3 stones for the whole game, and you have to give up stones if you want to take somebody else's reserved thing. So you're kind of not guaranteeing that you'll get that, but you may be able to force other people out of their valuable stuff. So it's kind of interesting. And you can only, like, go so far into the forest to collect these different things. So you have to only take things on the outsides of the forest. So you've got, like, this grid of cards or tiles, and you have to work into the forest by clearing out the outermost tiles to get there.
It's cool.
So it's kind of interesting. Melissa, what do you have?
Well, I am interested in the Scarlet Pimpernel, which is actually one that I brought up.
Yeah, I remember this.
In a previous episode, it was going to launch earlier in the year, but then they decided to hold it back.
Eagle Griffin Games?
By Eagle Griffin Games, and it is launching on January 2nd.
So it didn't cancel, they just held it back.
No, correct. It never launched. They pushed a different game, they changed their order.
Okay, cool.
So they launched something else during that time. And so you're playing as the League of the Scarlet Pimpernel, and you're trying to help the Scarlet Pimpernel complete missions and ultimately rescue the heir to the French throne.
It's not co-op, though, or is it co-op?
No, I believe it's competitive. You might have to work together in some instances to actually beat the thing, but there is only one winner.
Okay. Cool. Very cool.
But
if you want to hear more about that, you can check our previous episode.
Right, and there's actually not a whole lot of information out at the moment. It's the artist is Ian O'Toole.
Oh, cool.
Ian O'Toole. He does a lot of Euro games.
Yeah.
I think he did Lisboa, so he has a very distinct art style that a lot of people do like. Mm-hmm. So, very Scarlet cool. Pimpernel. Will, you had something?
Well, I do. I don't know what the date is. I don't know that they've announced it yet, but apparently there's a board game coming to the Kickstarters called Rambo. The board game. So I'm obviously pretty pumped about that. I like the way that they describe the game because it sounds like, I don't know if they're just being clever in this or if it's really true. The game is a campaign game. It's not a legacy game, or I don't know, whatever your definition of it is. They said, like, as you go through the game, you are adding new weapons to yourself and the mission changes. And so they actually, like, bolster that as being, like, adding to the replayability. So it doesn't sound like you run out of campaigns or that you destroy stuff. Like, you're building and growing and you're building your elite fighting team. The board is modular tiles that change of you as you go, and then there's, like, these fog of war cards that are laid out, and you reveal those, and then, like, different scenarios happen, different campaigns.
So are you playing as Rambo, or are you playing as the people hunting him?
I believe you're playing as Rambo and, like, several of the people from the movie, and you're trying to survive through all this war. They said that the game is, like, multiple. It's cooperative, but I think there is, in this case, a single winner as well. So you do have to work together to compete against the bad guys, and then ultimately there will be one winner, I believe, at the end. The art that they have for it right now, all the photos, is all prototype, and it sound and, like, you know, it's got the text on the cards, but I'm assuming the vast majority of the cards will be shots from the movie once they have it all finished up. They don't have a date for release for that yet, so if we find that out, we'll let you guys know. But it looks pretty manly, pretty intense, and it'll be interesting to hear what people have to say about the gameplay. I know what I was going to say a minute ago. They said that the battle in the game is not luck-based at all, so there's no chucking dice. It's all playing cards strategically from your hand, from the things that you've collected on your missions.
So a little luck, because you have to get the right cards.
But I think even those you're, like, purchasing and collecting.
So very strategic.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not going to be just a get lucky and blow up all of the bad guy enemies. So
cool.
Well, that goes along with the movie. Rambo didn't get lucky. He made his own luck.
Correct. They drew first blood, not me. Sarah, what are you looking at?
Kevin and I are going to talk about three games.
Yes.
That are, I think, going to all be kickstarted at the same time by the same company, which is
Dark Magic?
Dark Flight. Sorry, excuse me.
Dark Flight, that's
scrolled
my thought.
Scrolled too far down on my page. So the three games are Tokyo Metro,
Tokyo Jukato,
Jutaku, and Tokyo Jidohan Baiki.
Whoa.
Wow.
I am so glad she said that.
And I really wish our friend
Charlotte were here because she's living in Japan right now and probably could have pronounced those correctly.
She probably knows what that all means. Yes. I'll have to get her to listen to this podcast and then come back and tell us what that was.
Sounds good. If we pronounce it correctly.
I know. She has any idea based on our pronunciation.
I think Baikai is probably... Something. I don't know.
Anyway, the first one, Tokyo Metro, seems like it's a worker placement game.
Mm-hmm.
And is it you're building the metro like a city, like a metro city or something? So you have three different possibilities. You can walk and ride trains. You can invest in the train lines, or you can build up things by purchasing purchasing actions. So you can plan and you can invest and you can speculate. So there'll be a little area control, but it looks like an economic type of game.
Hmm.
But the second game, Tokyo
Jutaku, is a dexterity game.
So nothing like an economic worker placement game.
Wow. And what is the connection between these? Do we know?
Tokyo series is what it's called.
It has Tokyo in it.
Okay.
But it's the one company that are releasing three.
Yeah, I think it's going to be all one campaign, I'm guessing.
Is it kind of like a media push? Like they'll get as much coverage as they can with all three of them?
Maybe they're pulling like from different audiences to get them to the campaign. But this worker placement, this dexterity is what, 5 to 10 minute game?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So,
does it say what the theme of the dexterity game is?
Throwing ninja stars at each other.
I would like to see some crossplay, like with
crossplay?
Yeah, like
what, with Czech Games Edition's Last Will and Prodigal's Club. You know how they kind of go together? Kinda cool. I'd like to see these three Tokyo games play together.
Dexterity,
or just see how people do it. Like,
where your meeple lands is the action you take.
As a kid, my family, us two boys, were really into Lord of the Rings. So we had Lord of the Rings Monopoly and Lord of the Rings Risk. And Lord of the Rings something else.
Oh.
And we figured out this convoluted system about how Monopoly affected Risk.
What?
And vice versa. It didn't make much sense, but it was a lot of fun to play. I'd like to see someone's house rules
area
for how these go
Monopoly
together.
Area control Monopoly, I mean, it's not
already
too far off. They could.
Yeah. All right, what's the last one?
So real quick, bro, going back to this dexterity game, it looks like you're actually building like architecture really fast.
Like you have a little card with a plan on it. And you're trying to build the little pieces that you'll gain.
Kind of like the IQ tests types of things maybe or something. Where
so you all
like
have like different
pieces.
Puzzle pieces and you're trying to put them together to make the actual shape of the building.
Oh, but it's 3D.
But it's, yeah, so you're 3D stacking. That's actually really interesting looking.
Yes, and then the third game.
Say that again for us, Sarah.
She was prepared the first time.
Yes, the first time. Let's try it one more time. Jidohan Baiki.
Whoa.
Baikai. Yeah. All right, so this one has 5 to 10 multiple quick minute game, 5 to 10 minute games inside this one
this
game.
This is like metagaming. You have a game, a Kickstarter that's launching three games, but one of the game
is a game.
Has
is
games a within
game.
The game.
Yes.
Whoa. So kind of like 504 where you can...
Yes, so it's the premise is it's a Japanese vending machine and a game will come out that you
what?
Will play.
What? Do you have to put money in it?
It's six different types of drinks and colors that will come out and...
Okay.
Each game has its own little twist that you will...
Okay. And it says on top of the standalone game, it says that it integrates with Tokyo Metro.
Ooh.
Metro and Tokyo Jutaku.
It does? Interesting.
That is awesome.
That's awesome.
My wishes come true.
So that fast.
Look at that Kickstarter to see if you can figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that seems really interesting to me. And that'll be also the first week of January.
Yep.
I don't know if Will mentioned if we're not sure exactly when Rambo.
Yeah, I said that. We don't know what date it is. Do we know what date this one is?
January
6th.
January 6th.
By Dark Flight Games.
Yeah, Dark Flight. January 6th. So we have January 2nd, January 6th, maybe Rambo sometime in January. The one, real quick, Lords of the Motleyverse by Robot World Toys is launching supposedly New Year's Day, January 1st. So quick shout out to them.
Yeah, if you aren't watching one of the parades on TV or a football game, you can check out
the Motley Crew
Kickstarter and see what's coming up.
Yep. So we have about 46 games that I know of right now And I don't know if we want to tell people that we're, like, recording early, but there probably will be some games that we find out about between now, the middle of December, and the before the beginning of January. So we'll just have to let you know if we miss any. We'll say that through our social media that we can let you know about some games that are launching the first week of January. But
you can check out Kevin's coming to Kickstarter video
yes.
to get a lot more of the
games. I'm still not sure if I'm going to put all 46 into one video. We might need to split this one up and do like the first half of January
yeah.
and the second half of January. Yeah, just a lot of work.
Either way, be sure to check it out because like Kevin puts in lots of photos so you can actually see what we're talking about. He gives kind of a quick summary of what those games look like and then he does the dates as well. And most of that, I mean, that's all accurate when it goes to publish. Mm-hmm. Some of that stuff will change, but right. it definitely give you a good idea yeah. of just kind of so you can get an overview of all the things to spend your money on. 46. I wonder what the grand total is if you backed all those. We need to figure that out.
Yeah, but that's only the ones that we know about right now.
Right.
But I think
there's always games that come.
Yeah, there's
that
like
we
probably
can't.
Like 30 times 5 is what? I don't know. Like 150. 50. So you're talking about, we only know about a third of probably the games that will be coming out.
If you have a game that you're bringing to Kickstarter, though, we'd love to hear from you guys. Feel free to send an email to, is it info?
No, hello.
Hello. At TangentRouse.com.
Yeah.
We get a lot of our leads and a lot of our information just straight from people who are saying, hey, do you guys know about this game?
Yep.
So feel free to shoot us those notes. It's
yep.
not a pain at all. We'd love to yep. know what information
we'd
you guys
love
got.
For you to email us, hello at TangentRouse.com, about a game you might or you might know about and we might not know about.
Yeah.
So
it's a good way to get it into our channel and our show. And then a lot of people usually will give us good comments on that YouTube video, too, with their campaigns. Always feel free to do that because we want that to be a resource that as many people as possible
yeah,
can
we're
get
we're giving
their hands
back
on.
To the community.
Yeah. We like you guys. And we like Kickstarter. Speaking of, should we go ahead and put in one more plug for our Kickstarter coming up? We're looking at February 24th.
Nope.
That's the day of our game day.
Game day. Wow, let's mess that up. February 6th.
February 6th.
February
6th. Be sure to check out our Kickstarter that will go live. We'll have a bunch of cool promos and games from other companies out there that we supported them with our reviews and they've supported us for our Kickstarter. We super appreciate.
Yeah, some of them are going to be like signed copies of games. I know one of them, I don't know if we should spoil it yet, but one of them is going to have like a illustration of, from the illustrator of part of the game inside the front cover of the box.
Ooh,
so that'd be like special.
Hand done
illustration.
Ooh, cool. Oh,
be cool.
That sounds really legit.
Yeah.
Do we get copies of this as well?
No.
Katie's like, I'm going to be done.
More backers.
So tell us a little bit more about the event happening on the 24th.
Yeah,
one.
Well.
So game day, Greenville. I think we're going to call it TantrumCon. Yeah, a one-day gaming event. It'll be at the library for the entire day, like 8 in the morning till the library closes at like 5, so a decently long day. We'll have a bunch of huge library of board games available for everybody to just come and play. We'll have our whole crew plus some library volunteers and some other volunteers GMing for the day, so if you want to come learn some games, great opportunity to do that. We're inviting a lot of our friends, some of the game designers that we know and other media personalities. We're hoping that they can make it out and just hang out with us for the day. Should be a lot of fun. And we'd love to have you guys come. You can learn more about that at tantrumcon.com. And you can go ahead and sign up and register to let us know that you'll be there. Because we'd love to have an idea of how many people are coming. So go ahead and check that out right now and let us know.
Tantrumcon.com.
CON.com.
That's confusing.
It's not that confusing. Well, cool. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode. I think we're ready for giveaway information.
Yes.
Kevin, tell us how people should get their hands on a copy of Steam Court.
I think we should do some Twitter stuff.
Twitter stuff?
So we're gonna post about it this week, and you need to retweet the tweets, and we will pick one lucky winner from the retweetings.
So you have like 1 week.
Yes.
I don't know what date that'll be, but
yeah.
January something from now.
Yep. January 1st until January 8th.
So retweet it in that area, and then next week on the show we will draw one lucky winner and send them a copy of Steam Court. I think we probably got a promo card
we can throw in there as well.
And maybe even an autographed artist print.
Will and Ryan could sign the copy of Steam Court.
We could do an illustration in the Ryan, I'm gonna let you do this.
I do a mean stick figure ninja.
He does.
People are gonna say, like, we want the mean the stick figure ninja.
It's your call, y'all.
And Steam Court is a trick taking game. Actually, from 1 to 12 players.
What? Yeah, I know. Yeah. With a steampunk flair to it.
And some cool gear tokens and lots of different cards and all kinds of fun stuff. Character abilities. Learn more at steamcore.com.
Sounds good.
All right, so I think that wraps it up for our first episode of the year. This is a little short one, but that's all right. We got a whole bunch more to come. Stay tuned next week and the next week and the next week as we roll out 46 different...
And we'll get some interviews for you guys. I know you guys like the interviews with some of the publishers and designers and things like that. So,
and let us know anything that you're interested in. You can do that on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube,
guild.tantrumhouse.com.
Guild.tantrumhouse.com.
Or send us an email at hello@tantrumhouse.com.
So thank you guys for joining us for another episode. We wanted to just say one more big good time. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
And we hope you had a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to spending a whole nother year hanging out with you all.
Yes.
Thanks so much, guys.
Love you.
Thank you next time.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you!